Eureka! He exclaimed. He said Eureka, and not something far worse, because long ago he'd made up his mind never to swear. Not even when swearing was the necessity of a situation, as it often is. Johnny's poor, wretched grandfather swore often enough for the both of them. His cursings hung like a cloud over their unhappy home. Once, when Johnny was very young, a flock of pigeons became lost in this fog and dropped dead from despair. The whole lot of them, belly up on the roof. That is a fact. And it is also the reason that Johnny chose to carry a moral compass, in case he too ever became lost and needed to find his way. Johnny had known no other family. And to say he knew his grandfather would be an optimism at best. And since a great many of the world's tragedies, big and small, were first thunk up in the minds of optimists, we will do humanity a favor now and stick to the cold facts. Johnny's grandfather was a bad man. Johnny's only true companion was a melancholic chicken with a peculiar name. Her name was Pestilence and Famine. Presumably, at some time in the past, there were two chickens, one Pestilence and one Famine. But again, we must stick to the facts. Now, there is one chicken, and she goes by two names. Pestilence and Famine wandered over to peck weakly at Johnny's battered toe in sympathy. "Thank you," said Johnny. "I think it will be all right." He hopped around on one foot. The chicken did likewise, thinking it the thing to do. Johnny smiled at his old friend.
This is how our chicken got her name.
For as long as Johnny could remember, his grandfather would greet the day by thundering out into the yard, kicking dirt into the air, and calling out to no one in particular. "Pestilence and Famine! Pestilence and Famine!" Pestilence and Famine thought this was great fun. She would set down her melancholy for a moment, prance around on skinny legs, and flap her ragged wings in delight. Then Johnny's grandfather would go inside, lie down on the dusty floor, and nap till well past noon. As he slept, he would coo softly and sing a gentle love song. This was when Johnny loved his grandfather best. Johnny had never heard two words of kindness from his grandfather. And so it was a great surprise to Johnny when his grandfather stepped out of their broken-down shack and into the yard to ask, "Are you all right? Can you walk?" Johnny's heart filled with happiness. "Yes," he said, "I will be all right, thank you." "Good," replied his grandfather. "Then walk to market and sell that chicken for something worth eating."